Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Don't forget to find me on social. You can find me pretty much everywhere. Facebook, it's Clarissa Burt Official. Also, sign up for my newsletter at clarissaburt.com. That way you can keep abreast of the In the Limelight media as it's coming out. And you'll be getting my weekly newsletter along with the In the Limelight magazine every quarter. Check out inthelimelightmedia.com. Hey, everybody, it's Clarissa here. Welcome back to yet another edition of In the Limelight. I am in Los Angeles. You're not looking at the regular setup, the studio that I have back in Phoenix, but I am in Los Angeles at a friend's house, decided to get out of Dodge, out of the heat, and come out. I'm about a mile from the beach, everybody. I don't want you to be jealous, but I am, and that's a great thing. I am reminding you also that you can see these videos, all of the interviews that we do here at In the Limelight Media. Take a look over at inthelimelightmedia.com. You can see them there. You can listen to all the podcasts there as well. We thank our good friends at Inspired News Radio for helping us with that. And you can look at and take a gander at the magazine, the In the Limelight magazine, summer edition, broke a month ago. You're going to want to get over there and take a look at that as well. Yes, we have another lovely lady and a lady that I've just really met. Usually I bring on people that I've known for a while, but I just met her, loved her energy and what she's doing. So bringing her on again, everybody, the power of networking, even in these times when we can't be in the same room, I'm sure everybody is Zoomed to death with courses and classes and networking meetings. So I know that I'm really enjoying them. Nobody really knows how we're dressed from here down, which is really kind of cool. It's a really easy way of doing things. But with that having been said, let's bring on another fabulous woman entrepreneur. I'm going to say hello to her first, and then we're going to go down her. Here she comes. Yay. There's Ruth Dorsambi.
Hi. Hello, Clarissa. I was dancing.
I said the French way because you're from Haiti. So I know I can say Dorsambi, and you won't get upset with me, but you can say it anyway.
You say it perfectly. Yes, it's Dorsainville. But you got to say it with an accent. You got to go like this.
Dorsainville. Yeah. Well, okay. That was my Italian version. I was in for 30 years. Sorry. So anyway, lovely to have you on. I'm going to bring you and tell our guests a second about you. So let's go back into corporate life. Investor, speaker, author, you're a recruitment expert. That's kind of where your corporate DNA comes in. And you're a leadership advisor, right? But you also, I want you to talk us through the part of your life where, you know, you were doing all of these fabulous things. I think you were working on Wall Street, if I'm not mistaken. And you decided at a certain point, hold up, wait a minute, not feeling fulfilled. I've got to change the trajectory of my life. So walk us up to that a second, and then what happened? What was the trigger point that moved you in another direction?
Well, like most people, well, first of all, thank you for having me, Clarissa. Mm-hmm. Clarissa is actually a force for good. She's amazing. Love her energy. We've met at a Laurel Lindermeyer event, and we just connected right away. So Clarissa, kudos for you for what you're doing and bringing the light into the world. And I was actually dancing during the intro. It's such a great music.
Oh, yeah.
So, love your spirit. So I wanted to commend you for what you're doing.
I like that song, too. I thought it was
I know. I'm like, wait a minute. It's a great song to dance.
Energetic like us. Yeah.
Beautiful. So yes, so like everybody else, right? And anyone that has that's actually a first generation immigrant understands this. And anyone with a dream understands this. When you come into a country, well, I was born here. My parents are from Haiti. So I was born here. And of course, my parents came in to give us an opportunity, right? To make something out of ourselves, right? So they're like, okay, all right, guys, go to school, get a job, get married. I'm like, okay, all right, let's do it, right? So at the age of 19, I was able to get everything done. So I've actually worked at the government, mm-hmm. which is a Canadian dream, full-time government. And all I had to do was to work there for 20 years, same job, get my pension, get everything. But the only problem was that I felt unfulfilled, right? So that led me to my entrepreneurial journey, which led me to building a staffing company from a one-woman show to over 44 locations, 1,400 affiliate employees worldwide, right? So now I've accomplished the Canadian dream and now the American dream because now I'm now on Wall Street, right? I'm on Wall Street. Everything is going well. And I'm like, I think I was 33. I remember it was 33. Yeah, I actually did a haircut. I did the whole thing, right? Moving into New York. So I'm on Wall Street. Everything is going well. I had an office right on Wall Street. And I was just so excited. You know, I was taking pictures every day, you know, Instagram. Here we go. Here's my office, right? And then something came about, because the success that I've had, I'll be honest with you guys, the success that I've had just before that point of time, I've never really came out and showed who I was in terms of a Black woman, right? All my stuff were actually hidden behind a logo. Right. Because I wanted to succeed. And I know that some people may see, you know, I'm young too. Right. Like, oh, she's young. She's a woman. She's Black. Yeah. I'm not going to take her seriously. But that's what I thought. This was my limited mindset. Right. Then I had a mentor from a Jewish background. And he told me, how come you're not, your stuff is not out there? We want to see more of you. You're beautiful. How come you don't have any pictures out? And I told him mine. I'm like, you know what? I just feel that because I'm Black and I'm young and I just want people to just imagine me to be, I don't know, a French Canadian white girl. Who cares? I'm making a lot of money right now, right? So I don't want to mess that up, right? And he told me, you know what? If people don't want to work with you because of that, you shouldn't work with them anyways, right? And that was like a light bulb. So ever since then, I'm on everywhere you could think of, all the social media platform you could think of. That's all I needed. You don't need somebody to like let you free. I'm like, I'm free to just do it, right? So I just went all out and things were great, successful. Everything was going well until I was working literally from Sunday to Sunday, literally. And first I loved it. And then came the Wall Street stuff. Yeah. So people just, the more you succeeded, the more people wanted to crash you. I'm like, wait a minute, I don't understand. I'm Canadian. I'm bubbly. I love everybody. And they came in and like, they don't even say good morning in the office, right? And my role, I understand as well. Like, I came in as a merger and acquisition. We bought this company. Yeah. And my role was to grow this company, right? So I'm coming in. I'm young, right? And those people like 40, 50, I don't know, he's 60 years old. And I'm coming in. I'm their boss, so to speak. And we've got to grow this company. So I had a lot of people just, you know, against me. Right. And to their defense, I was pretty assertive. When it came to the office, they had a tag that says the Queen of Wall Street, right? We know we all saw that movie, The Wolf of Wall Street. But ever since then, people just kept being, you know, jealous. I guess you could call it jealous. And just mean. Literally mean. People would literally come in and yell and scream. I'm like, I don't understand this type of environment.
I know.
But that was, that was what it was, right? And I remember thinking, why am I doing all of this, right? But I wish that I would have stopped because of this, but that's not what happened. What happened is that I was actually sitting down and my face started to flame. My body started to flame and I just started hitching, like scratching. I'm like, what's going on? I kept going like this. And then my face blew up. And it was so disgusting, by the way. Rashes everywhere. And then the next thing you know, I'm in the hospital because I had a cyst on my ovary. And it burst. The cyst burst. Yeah. So next thing you know, I'm in the hospital and they had to cut me open. And I had time to spend in the hospital.
In a super stressed environment. Yeah. And that was the trigger that said, okay, next. What's next in my life? So what does next look like?
Next look like it's already there. Which I love. So ever since then, I've actually left, traveled for 3 years and a half now. Well, I'm still traveling, but I'm not stuck right now in Canada because of the COVID. But it's just continue to travel and share my knowledge and help as many people.
So you opened up your own company. Tell us about your own company. I'm going to put on your, underneath, you're going to see Ruth Dorsanvi underneath, everybody.com, so that you know exactly how it's spelled, exactly how to find her as she's talking about it. So tell us about your new company. I know you also have on iTunes. I know that you have a podcast called A Rendezvous with Ruth, where you're talking to business leaders there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So basically it's, I'm an investor. I have different businesses, but this particular one, which is very dear to me, and I'm actually having a live webinar coming up July 7th. It's called The Lifestyle CEO. Which is help people to create freedom from their business.
Right.
Because a lot of people go into business and they're like, oh my God, I'm going to do this. I'm going to go for my dream. But then they're just working on empty. Because they've got to do everything. So this particular program is to help people to create freedom from their business by scaling their business through automation. Because as you know, robot is the future. You know, technology is the future. right? So we're basically implementing technology and system to help entrepreneurs do what they do best, which is, you know, spend time with their customer, give them value while we create a system to help them scale their businesses.
So it's called the Lifestyle CEO. Become the Lifestyle CEO. Teaching others what you know and love through an online course and program. How can people find it? July 7th, by the way, starts at noon EST, everybody. How do we find that course, Ruth?
Well, you could go to ruthdorsonville.com. And then you'll be able to find the link, which will get you towards the Lifestyle CEO, which is a live webinar. So I will be live speaking to other people. Mm-hmm. And again, this is a great system because I actually walk you through how to get your business from a 9-week program all the way down. And we're actually going to pick 3 people and make them millionaire by the end of within 1 year. So that's it's a proven system.
Ooh, I love that.
All we're looking for is people that are dedicated, and we'll pick 3 people that are dedicated, and we'll get them through the training.
And how long is the course again?
The course is 9 weeks. However, it's a lifetime journey. So as soon as you come in, we're part of the family.
We're here
and provide you a lifetime support to make sure that you grow. Yeah.
Extraordinary. And all online. So 9 weeks online. Is it once a week?
It would be once a week, but you'll have daily homework. You know, we're not make that much money. You have to be invested, right? You have to be invested in yourself, right? So it'll be daily homework so that you could focus on your business and grow and scale so you could have freedom from your business.
Right. Absolutely. And then I know, well, give me a second so I can find it. I know you have your book. We want to talk about that. Let's talk about that a second.
That's
your DNA.
Yes. Success is in your DNA, the DNA of happiness. So this book is very dear to me. I actually wrote it when I left New York and I went to Bali. So I was in my sanctuary in Bali and I wrote a book because it was very clear to me by going to a different parts of the world, which is Asia, where people have a completely different mindset. I remember thinking, why are we busting our butt in North America to buy stuff? That's why we're buying a house, we're buying cars, you know, we're in luxury. And it's like, we're working so hard for stuff versus just taking the time to really be happy. Because we're all doing this for the ROI of happiness, right? And so when I came to a different part of the world where it was very cost effective to live there, and that allowed you to spend the time to think about certain things, you know, in terms of what do I really want to do out of my life outside of work, right? So this book came about for busy people like myself, because this is something that I wish somebody would have told me while I was busting my butt on Wall Street, that, you know what, you could have it all. You know, success doesn't mean just business, just money.
Right.
Success means, you know, getting up each and every single day and having a relationship with your creator, you know, taking care of your health, right? You have a creative aspects of you. Take some time, even if it's for 30 minutes a day or 30 minutes a week or 30 minutes a month to, you know, to write a book or to paint or go to art, right? If you want to have finance, just spend 20 minutes a week studying finance. You have to know your numbers if you want to be in business, right? Relationship. If you're in a relationship, spend 20 minutes a day just, you know, connecting with your loved one, letting them know how much you care about them. Right. Or if you're single, spend one Saturday focusing and scheduled time for your loved one. So this book is a time management system to help you to create a life of happiness by connecting with 9 different aspects of your life.
I want to show it one more time. Success is in your DNA. And where can we find that, Ruth?
RuthDorsonville.com.
Right there. Everything's right there, everybody. And again, you can see it right there on the ticker on the way. On the way past your screen, I wanted to ask you also, you speak about working with mentors. How important were those mentors for you in your life? Business mentors, maybe spiritual mentors.
I love mentors. I can't do, and like, to me, I just feel that, and every time I see myself stuck, I'm like, what am I doing? Let me just call this person. And that's basically what a mentor is.
Right.
Because we're always in our head trying to figure stuff up. And it's like, wait a minute, we have our problems right now. And don't get me wrong. Of course you could solve your problem, but it's going to take you some time. Why not have a mentor that's already where you want to be?
Right.
So that when you have any issues, you could just give them a call and they'll give you an insight that you can't see. And we all know that we have a gray area in our life that we can't see. But from an objective perspective, somebody can easily see what the problem is and give us an answer. Right. Yeah. So my first mentor, as everybody knows, it was Tony Robbins. I'm a 20 plus year student. I've got all the mentors in all the different parts of my life, whether it's health, personal, you know, personal development. I have a trainer, every single thing, even spirituality. I've got a mentor. And I find that it's very important to surround yourself right. with people that have achieved the life that you want to be if your goal is to be the best version of yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what is it that matters to you most?
I would say that it's to grow. Self-care and self-love. People look at selfish in a very negative way.
Yeah.
I look at selfish as self-care. And people are like, you know, why are you taking so much time to spend on yourself, basically? Yeah. Spend more time with me. That's selfish, isn't it, right? Don't spend too much time on yourself, but more time with me, right? So I find that just having that self-care, that self-love, right. and spending time to give to yourself so that you could have love to give to others, right? But you cannot give what you don't have. So what's more important to me too is to really each and every single day have something inspirational that I listen to, and just give to myself that way. And then that really, really makes my day. And sunsets. Oh my God, yeah, I love sunsets.
I live in Phoenix, so our sunsets are really spectacular, I tell you.
Some of
the most beautiful sunsets ever. And then I'm sure here in Los Angeles this evening, I'm actually in Malibu, so you can't get much better than that when it comes to the seaside and sunsets.
Take pictures.
You said you retired twice in your 30s. What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is, I'm not sure if everyone is familiar with Robert Kiyosaki, but Robert Kiyosaki has a quadrant where he teaches people how to go from an employee to business owner and investor. So once you go from working for somebody, then you start working in your company because you started a company, but you started a one-person show. Once you get to the other side of business owner, that's when you have other people working for you, right? Once you get to that level, I've set up my life. First of all, when I've created a plan for my life, I create a life plan first, which is how I want to live my life. Right. And then I create a business around it, not the other way around. I didn't create a business and I'm like, okay, where am I going to live? No, I created a different way around.
Right.
So based on that, my business has always been online from day one, because since 2003, I read the book 4-Hour Work Week. Have you read it?
And then I read the one after that.
I remember thinking when I read that book, why am I working? I don't understand the point of working anymore. Why am I working when I could outsource everything? And that was a light bulb. And that's what happened. So everything that I did, even my recruiting business, when I place people, I make money each and every single hour that the people are working. So I'm like, okay, all I've got to do is create a lifestyle so that the money coming in pays for it all. So I don't have to work. And that's basically what retirement means, what retirement is. So most of the time, most of the business that I've done, I've always done business so that the cash flow pays for my lifestyle.
Right.
I'm only working because I want to, not because I have to.
Great lesson. I think a lot of people are moving that way. Whoever wasn't there already is probably moving in that direction, especially in these times. So yeah, a lot to be said about online, creating your courses online, creating your business online, webinars online. I miss people. I'm going to be really honest. I love going to these events and meeting people and being in the same room. And, you know, there's nothing like that human connection. But as we have to move forward, you know, we have to move forward in some way. I think that obviously, you know, this has been temporary, I hope, but it certainly has helped everybody move forward. How has social media helped your business?
Well, just to get to your point, I miss people too. This year was my year to travel to all the live events. That was my year. I'm like, okay, I came back from Asia. It's 12 hours. Asia is 12 hours away. Right. So I've been in the other side of the world. I've been in Australia. That's like 12 hours away. That's like two days of traveling. So I didn't want to go to the States just for that. But this was my year of traveling and seeing people and hugging and, you know, connecting. And boom, COVID, right? That's what social media. So being online during the COVID and social media has really helped. So social media... as some people, you know, see, I'm really big on video marketing. That's my way of connecting with people. And as you know, we're all bombarded with stuff. Everybody's bombarded with stuff, right? So everybody's online, especially right now during the COVID. So it's very important to put yourself out there, because I find that a lot of business owners do themselves injustice by not using social media, especially if you have a good product. Why wouldn't you want people to know about it? And that's exactly what social media is. Let us know what you do. We want to know. But unless you're going out there, you're promoting yourself, no one's going to know. except your mom. Don't you have that? I remember when I first came out, my mom used to like all my posts. I'm like, okay, mom. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I need more people, you know. Yeah. But wouldn't you want people outside of your mom to support you?
Absolutely.
And that's what social media is. Just let us know what you do so we could support you. And if it's helping us in our life, share it. Yeah. Let us know. Right. So that's what
Drew, that's how quickly 20 minutes goes. But before we leave, I want to let everybody know how they can find you. They can find you on your website and on social. Where is the best place to find you?
So we'll go to RuthDorsonVille.com. All my social media is there, and I'll be more than happy to connect with each and every single one of you.
Fantastic. Okay. All right. Well, everybody, that has been this episode of In the Limelight TV for this week. We do want to thank Ruth Dorsonville for her time.
Thank you, Clarissa. It was a pleasure being on the show. I appreciate you. Thank you for everything you're doing in the world.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say goodbye to our audience, but I want you to stay right there. Thanks.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. This is the place, InspiredNewsRadio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, positive talk radio. Shows designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on InspiredNewsRadio.com. And I ask you to please tune in every single week to my show, Mind Your Own Business. InspiredNewsRadio.com, the place to be for positive talk.
Hey everybody, it's Clarissa, and if you know me, you know I love to travel. I'm always on a plane, a train, or a car, and I love discovering new places, new hotels, new resorts, you know, just new adventures. That's why I'm so thrilled to offer to you a membership to the Clarissa Travel Club. Yep, it's at no expense to you, but it's travel at a massive discount. Here's the deal. It's savings up to 70%. No travel restrictions, no blackout dates. Almost any hotel in the world. There are over 1 million hotels, everybody, that you can go and search on clarissatravelclub.com. It's free to join. Works for friends and family, so have everybody else sign up too. It's a user-friendly site, I have to say, and here's the clincher. It's 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price. Let me say that again. 110% price guarantee if you find a cheaper price within 24 hours of departure date. So sign up now and receive instant access to incredible savings and terrific offers. It's just that easy. I lived in Italy for 30 years and I love Italian food, but Italian food didn't really love me because a lot of it had gluten in it. I didn't understand why I was getting so sick all the time and why I was having reactions and rashes and just generally not feeling well after eating. I myself am a celiac and I found out the hard way. An internationally renowned chef, Rita Romano, and I have created an Italian gluten-free gastronomy cookbook that is made just for you. If you have celiac disease, gluten intolerance, or even if you don't, you are gonna love this book. Satisfy your passion for Italian food without gluten. The book has 70 delicious, authentic, and modern recipes, each with beautiful illustrations and many photographs taken in Italy. Cook up a meal that family and friends can enjoy. There's bruschetta and pasta, soups, risotto, focaccia, and scrumptious desserts. Italian gluten-free gastronomy also includes a variety of vegetarian and vegan recipes. An 8.5 by 10 inch hardcover with a beautiful dust jacket. You can get that at clarissabert.shop and click under Feel Good. And for the digital version, you can find it on Amazon. Okay, everybody, that's it for this episode. I would love it if you'd go like, subscribe, and share. Let everybody know how much great information you've gotten here today. And follow me on social. You can find me pretty much anywhere under Clarissa Burt, and on Facebook it is Clarissa Burt Official. Go to InTheLimelightMedia.com where you can sign up for my newsletter to get all kinds of great information. It's a monthly newsletter. And you can also read the In the Limelight digital magazine. It is a quarterly, so that you can keep abreast of all of the people I get to meet and greet and interview. We've got great articles there, all kinds of resources for the savvy entrepreneur that you are. See you next time.